So Jesus Acosta wants to be a pop star, and he's going after it. He's got the mumbly cool voice, a poppin' Instagram, and the ability to pull off tiny sunglasses. Jesus says he watched Hannah Montana once, and he basically made it a blueprint for his life. Normal guy by day, sparkly self by night. It's the best of both worlds.
I like being flashy and bold. I dye my hair, try to destroy everything that you liked
about me. So the next time you see me, you'll tell him I've changed. Jesus is recording his first solo album right now. It's a breakup album called Fortunato. It's about his first real relationship.
I just felt, like, elevated. I don't know how to describe it.
It started on Tinder. It ended with a text message.
I was on a bus, and it was raining. And I literally felt like, you know, when you're, like, little and you, like, look out the window and you just pretend that you're in a music video? It felt exactly like that, except I didn't look cute. I was sobbing. And in an empty, I'm glad it was empty, an empty San Antonio bus on my way home.
Okay, I don't know if we all imagined ourselves in music videos when we were little, but it makes sense that he would. When Jesus was a kid growing up in Reynosa, Mexico, he got hooked on a Britney Spears cassette. From then on, it was all pop music, all the time.
And I would watch TV and just see these people, like, shining and wearing, like, ridiculous outfits, and I would be like, I want to be them.
The confidence of those pop stars was appealing and motivating. It took some time for his musical career to get going. Jesus took piano lessons as a kid, then he dabbled in music as a teenager, but he didn't really get serious about it until his junior year of college.
String sound as well. Yeah, I think anything that feels like that, like, kind of like
lo-fi.
Like, yeah, I feel like I want it to sound like a sad Christmas song.
Okay.
He's 24 now, living in Austin. By day, a creative director at a magazine. By night, he's making his pop star dreams come true under the stage name Sobbers. Jesus is recording his new album in his friend's home studio. The song is called Not So Happy New Year's Day. Here's the thing. If you spend time with him at home or in the studio, you realize that guy on Instagram, the pop star, that guy is not exactly here. Jesus is surprisingly shy. Like, when he was younger, he used to get his twin brother to make phone calls for him because he was afraid to talk. And 2 years ago, when he moved to San Antonio after college for a little bit, it wasn't easy for him to meet new people.
I would just buy cigarettes and go to sit in bars by myself, and people would just approach me. And I made a couple friends. That was my trick. I read about it online, and then it worked.
Okay, so you read about it online. Does that mean you, like, Googled
how to make friends as an adult? Yes, I did that. That was me.
Okay, so Jesus is definitely introverted. But maybe counterintuitively, getting up on stage in front of lots of people has been good for him. That's his dream, you know? And that's given him confidence to be Sobbers. Thing is, he has to take his glasses off first.
It takes off the pressure, and I just don't want to see people, and I just feel like I kind of feel like I'm in my bedroom, just like dancing in my bedroom, and I feel like it just doesn't make sense. I'm dorky and dumb, and then on stage, I'm just, like, more confident.
Do you feel like both are you, or, like, there is, like, a separation that you have between these two sides of yourself?
I claim both sides. I feel like they give me a nice balance. I feel like if I was bold and confident all the time, I would be crazy.
He usually takes his glasses off 5 to 10 minutes before a show starts and sets them down someplace in a corner. It's his Hannah Montana putting on the blonde wig moment.
I recently performed at a store, like a retail store, and the lights were on, and it was maybe like, the capacity was like maybe 25 people, and everyone was sitting down. And this one time, I didn't even think about taking my glasses off. I just started performing. And then I looked at the photos, and I was like, damn, I left my glasses on. I look like a nerd.
But don't you think that might be like a sign that you were just like comfortable enough that you were like, okay.
Yeah. I feel like to me now, it's like more of a symbolic thing.
Okay, so he might keep the glasses off going forward. But here's something that has changed. It used to be really hard on him when people approached him after his shows.
They would be like, yeah, you're so good. And I would be like, thank you. But I mean, inside it means the world to me. But outside I was just like intimidated by new people.
It's easier now, though. He says he borrows bits and pieces of his sober self for his Jesus self. Small doses of pop star superpowers go a long way.
So I feel like this whole like performance thing has given me the chance to explore how to be an extrovert, or not an extrovert, but just like a functional human being that's not scared of everything. To think you like songs with no words in
mind, can't wait too much to say. Sabers is still building from his pop star blueprint. He's finishing his album. It'll be released in October. Until then, he's gonna keep performing with his glasses off. For the Transom Traveling Workshop in Austin, I'm Hannah Boomerstein. Thank you.